Julie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great stuff in general at UConn.
In general at
UConn.
And
you've uncovered some of that great stuff.
I didn't uncover. I have to give props to Jacqueline Severance, who is one of our new UConn Today writers for this one, because she wrote about it first on UConn Today. But I got to sit in a couple weeks ago on a very cool new course being offered to students at UConn Hartford called Resilience Through Mindfulness. So you go into this ordinary classroom and you might see students doing yoga or meditating. The pilot group of students in this 8-week class went into this classroom every Thursday in the Hartford Times building, and after 2 hours of learning about an array of mindfulness practices, emerged calmer and with new tools to help them manage stress. We'll hear in this segment from the Student Support Services counselor and program coordinator who is running the class about why she's hoping this is part of a larger shift to focusing on the whole student, and we heard from some of the students about how the course has already helped them with school and their personal lives.
So let's begin this practice of gratitude with just breathing in through our nose, out through our mouth, in through our nose, out through our mouth.
My name is Lynn Papakostas-Janolfi, and I'm the Regional Coordinator for Student Support Services here at the Hartford campus. I've been thinking about this for a long time now, because when I work with students, a lot of the things that are arising relate directly to stress. So I wanted to give them tools to navigate stress and going to school and managing life. And mindfulness seems to be a really great tool for me. I use it in my life, and I thought, you know what, this is a really great tool to bring to students, because hopefully they can engage with the practice and create their own practice and maybe use it in their life even after college. So it's a lifelong learning tool, and you're continually learning how to grow and get to know yourself, which is really important, right? Because when we know ourselves, then we can better connect to the world around us. So it's kind of giving them this array or this platter with all these different things, and then they can say, you know what, I connect with this. This works for me. But this, maybe not so much. But hey, maybe in the future it will connect to them, and they always have that tool if they ever need it.
The first thing that we're doing today is mindful walking. So we're gonna try some mindful walking in this room. The concept of it is just to pay attention to what we're doing and the way that we're walking and the pace that we're walking and observing our environment that we're in.
I work with first-generation, low-income, underrepresented students, and my goal is to support them with navigating the pipelines of higher education, and that means a whole lot, right? And a lot of that comes with a ton of stress. So with navigation, it's not only about learning about which offices to go to, it's kind of that emotional navigation as well, because you're going to have highs and lows in life. So being able to kind of self-regulate and gain some better self-awareness and having those tools in the tool belt really will support you with when things arise and you have an exam and, you know, you're trying to juggle life and going to work. And the population I work with, they have so many responsibilities. So being able to have this tool will hopefully help them with better navigation.
Zena Hodgden, a freshman in the Academic Center for Exploratory Students, says the tools she's learned help her navigate her daily life.
I love the breathing exercises. I love guided meditation, and doing yoga in general is really good for me. It's helped me a lot because I have anxiety. I was like driving in Hartford, and I don't know Hartford that well. I had to go somewhere to meet my mom, and my GPS wasn't working, and I got really confused. And so like I pulled over to the side and I did the breathing exercise that we did, and it helped me a lot. I was thinking about it too. After taking this class, I've done a lot better than last semester. My last semester was so stressful, and I feel like if I took this class last semester, I'd be a lot better.
The great thing about breathing is it's portable. I mean, you have it with you at all times. It's not like a cell phone that you forget. And, you know, so if you don't have that little app for meditation, it doesn't make a difference. You always have your breath.
Papakostas-Janolfi grew up under similar circumstances to the students she helps, and the same federal program that funds Student Support Services, known as TRIO, helped her go to college.
I came from first-generation, low-income, single-parent home. I did not think I was college material at all, nor did I have any funding to go to college. But thankfully, Central Connecticut State University had an EOP educational opportunity program that I was accepted to, and they gave me all the tools, but most importantly, the confidence boost that I needed to say, you know what, you're college material, you can do this. So through that, I gained such a respect, and I had so much gratitude for TRIO programs, and that's why I went to college to pursue this work so that I could give back and work with students who are similar to the background that I came from.
She sees the course, which she hopes to be able to open up to a broader student population in the future, as serving an unmet need.
If we can teach these students to become more resilient when things arise, then maybe they would be able to be more present in their academics. And that's really the focus here at UConn, making sure that we're supporting students in being their best. Just taking some deep breaths and just relaxing really helps the body with getting to a different place so that they're more available for the learning process.
So my name is Kayla Rivera. I'm a psychology major and I'm a junior. And if anything that this class has given me is it's just a break in the day, because when you have like multiple classes in one day, you don't feel like time is stopping. It's just constantly going. It's fast paced. You don't get a break to just think about other things. But once you get to this class, it feels like time is stopped or slowed down and you can like breathe again. Like, this isn't a class where you have to immediately take out your notebook, start getting ready to take notes. It's a class where you focus on the things we've learned, like meditation, mindfulness, and all that. And it's such a good way to, like, ease up anything you've been holding in today. And that's something that's really been helping me a lot for, like, studying or midterms, which was really stressful. So that's something I'm very, like, grateful and thankful for.
So we kind of want to get out of our heads and into our hearts and into our bodies so that we can come to a place of peace within ourselves, and we could just kind of be aware of the present moment.
I'm hoping that this course just plants a seed and that they continue to learn and grow and find their own practice to integrate in their life. And I'm just looking forward to see what grows, what comes out of this.